There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search all over, excuse me. Oh God, I just messed up the song, but my mind is ringing. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for your grace and your unmerited favor. We thank you for another day that you blessed us to see and another day that you blessed us to be in the land of the living. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for allowing us to rise this morning to be in our right mind. Father, we can search all over and we'll never find anyone that's like you. We love you today because you are the one and only true and living God. We thank you for another brand new day you've made. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your favor on yet another day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. We shall magnify you because you are a wonderful Savior. You are a wonderful God. You are a mighty counselor, God. There is no one like you. There's no one that can compare to you. God, we can search all over. We can look high. We can look low. And we'll never find anyone that's like you. God, we can search every mountain. God, we can search every valley. God, we can search every deepest depth in the sea. But God, we'll never be able to find a God that is as good, a God that is as merciful, a God that is as loving, a God that is as kind, a God like you. You are unique, God, immaculate in all your ways. You're glorious and wonderful in all your ways. And so we acknowledge you, oh God, this morning that there is none like you. We bless you and we thank you for blessing us to be able to see a brand new day. From our lips, God, you have ordered praise. You ordered us to worship you. You made us in your image to be instruments of praise for you, whether it's with the clapping of our hands or the dancing of our feet. Oh, God, from the fruit of our lips, God, we have been made uniquely to be a blessing unto you, to let our light shine, to make your name glorious, and to bring you glory and honor out of us. Shape us and mold us, oh, God, this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, put us back on the potter's wheel, God, and shape out everything that's unlike you. Mold us up, oh, God. Create in us a clean heart, Lord. Renew a right spirit within us, God, that we may bring you glory and you that you may get the glory out of us. Not only, God, that you may get the glory out of us, but that you may get the glory out of this. Whatever this may be in our lives, God, we endeavor to give you the glory. Whether it's a trial or tribulation, whether it's an obstacle, God, or a circumstance. No matter what it may be in our life or what this may be in our lives, God, we are determined to let you get the glory out of it. And so, God, wherever you lead me, God, we want you to get the glory out of this. God, wherever you take us, God, today, we want you to get the glory out of this. Whatever you allow to come our way, God, we want you to get the glory out of this. So we say yes to your will even now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we say yes to your way, God. I know this prayer started off a little hard, God, because my mind went blank in the song. But, God, I want to say thank you, God, because you are a great God. And no matter what we may mess up on in our life, God, you're still worthy to be praised, God. You're still worthy of the glory, God. You're still worthy of the adoration, God. So I bless you, God. I lay aside those things that are behind, and I look forward to you, God. I look ahead to the higher prize, the higher mark, the higher calling that you have, oh God, in your Son Christ Jesus. Have your way, God, in us today. Move by your power in our lives today. Move by your Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say yes to your will, God. We say yes to your way. We say yes, we shall obey, God, for you're worthy, God, today. You're worthy, oh God, today. You're worthy, oh God, on this day. We're not worried about tomorrow. We're not worried about next week, but this is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing, God, because you blessed us to see this brand new day. We're rejoicing, God, because you will keep us on this day, God. We're blessing you, God, because you will make a way on this day, God. And so do this, God, for your glory, God. Work the wonders, oh God, for your glory, God. Oh God, be that miracle, wonder-working God, Lord, for your glory, God. And we'll give you all the glory. It'll all belong to you. All the glory, all the honor, all the praise. It is thine in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift our hands up even now, and we surrender to your will, and we say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way. We shall obey, God. Where you lead us, we'll follow. And God, use us for your glory on this day, that we may be vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor. God, cast out everything that's unlike you. Cast the devil out of the minds and cast the devil out of the wheels. Cast the devil out of the way in the name of Jesus. Bind him on every hand, God. Bind him, oh God, in our finances. Bind him in our home. Bind him on our jobs, God. Bind him on the way to work, Lord. Bind him in our bodies, Lord. We bind him right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we plead the blood. What can wash away sin? Nothing but the blood. What can make me whole within? Nothing but the blood. What makes me fresh and anew, God? Nothing but the blood, God. We plead the blood right now, God, that you will cover us, oh God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, God, purify us and wash us and make us whole, God, and make us perfect, oh God, by the blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because your blood still works, oh God, today. It still has not lost its power. It still heals. It still delivers. It still sets free. It still makes whole. So wash us, God, right now in your blood, that we may be the vessel, God, you need us to be. And then, God, establish us, oh God. Oh God, put us on firm foundation, God. Help us to stand upon you and to stand upon your promises in the mighty name of Jesus. Where can I go to, oh God, to look for help? I only can go to the rock that's higher than I. Where should I go, God, when I'm in need, oh God, of something? I only should go to the rock that's higher than I. For upon this rock, God, you said you would build your church, oh God, that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and that he reigns forevermore and forevermore. That is my foundation. That is the source of my strength, God. That's who I stand upon, oh God, on this day. And so we stand upon you. We don't stand upon friends. We don't stand upon loved ones. God, we don't even stand upon older generations. But us as believers, Lord, we stand upon your Son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, who gave himself as that perfect lamb without spot and without blemish, God. He did it for your glory, God. He did it for our righteousness. He did it for your glory. He did it for our salvation. He did it for your glory. He did it because he loved us, oh God, and that while we were yet sinners, he died on the cross for our sins. Thank you for the firm foundation. Thank you for establishing us, oh God, and making us, oh God, to be able to stand upon a sure foundation. And then strengthen us, oh God, on this day. In the name of Jesus, your word tells us that they that wait upon the Lord, you shall renew their strength, God. And God, some of us may have gotten good sleep last night, and some of us may have not, God. But God, this day needs our full strength. Oh God, this day needs your full glory. God, this day needs your full anointing. So God, anoint us right now as we wait upon you. You shall renew our strength, God, that we mount up with wings as eagles. Help us to soar over all types of foolishness. God, help us to soar up over our flesh right now in our flesh trying to get glory. God, help us to soar, God, like the wings of eagles. And then God, help us to run and not be weary, walk and faint not, or or walk and not be weary. Run and not faint, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God, and do it for your honor. And then, God, if there are some heels that we have to climb today, make our feet like hind feet and give us the strength to climb over every obstacle, God, today, to climb over every situation today, to climb over every type of foolishness that the devil may bring our way. We want to go higher, oh God, today. We want to draw nearer to thee, God. So make our feet like high feet this morning, God, and help us to climb to you. Give us the strength, oh God, to endure. Give us the strength to hold on, God, today. Give us the strength to continue to fight on, for we press towards the prize, oh God, a higher mark, a higher prize, a higher calling that in your Son Christ Jesus. He allowed us to go higher, for I was once deep in sin, far from the people short, but he made me over again by cleaning us and washing us in his blood. So God, take us higher, oh God, today. Oh God, take us higher, oh God, today. Draw us nearer to thee, God, as we desire to be in your presence, as we desire to be in your midst, as we desire to be closer to you, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then make us whole, oh God, today. Make us one, God, today. Make us stronger in you, oh God, this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you perfect us, oh God, and as you strengthen us, and as you establish us, God, oh God, settle us even now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Make us settled, oh God, even now. Settle us in all our ways. Let us not be fearful, God, for even though we may walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear any evil, because you are with me, because you are my shepherd. You allow your rod and your staff to comfort me, God. Even when you correct me, God, it's for my good, Lord. Even when you, oh God, protect me, God, it's for my good. So all things work together when it comes to you for my good, because you only have good in store for me, God. That's what you want out of you in the lives of your believer, God. You want to make sure we're right, Lord, and you want to keep us from the traps of the enemy. You want to save us from us, and you want to save us from the enemy, God. I want to say thank you, Lord, because you're merciful and kind. I want to say thank you, Lord, for your wonderful and magnificent in all your ways. I want to say thank you, Lord, because you are an awesome God. And I go back to the beginning of my song, God, that there is absolutely none like you. Oh, God, no one like you. No one compare, God. No one can do the things that you do. We can search through all eternity long, oh, God, and never find anyone that is like you. And so, God, lead us and guide us today as we go about this day, this Thursday, this 28th day in the month of July. Lead us and guide us and direct us and give us the anointing and give us the power that we need to overcome. God, there may be some obstacles. God, there may be some missteps that may come our way. For your word tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But your glory, oh God, is still there. Your glory is still waiting upon us. And so, God, help us to lay aside sin and wait, oh God, so that we can run this race before you, that you have before us with patience, that we can run, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and allow you to get the glory out of everything that comes our way. Let there be a praise, God. Psalm 30, God, put that in the hearts of the people, oh God. You wanted me to put that into the hearts of the people. I brought it up last night during Bible study, Lord. But David, oh God, he understood that you are the lifter up of his head, God. That means that he had to have found himself in situations where he was down. But even in the midst of him being down, Lord, even him in the midst of having discouragement and having things come his way, he said, I will extol thee, O Lord. You are my God. You are the one that brought my soul up out of the grave, and I can sing to you even in the midst of the times of storm. And he said at the end in verse 5, he says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God, thank you, oh God, that you only allow things to come our way in seasons, God. That's the good and the bad, that you have to come and go through a season. But no matter what season that may come in our lives, you are still the same. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are still God. No matter what season may come our way, you alone are still God. And so, God, help us to find ourselves in whatsoever state we find ourselves in, to be content, to be satisfied, to be happy in you, to be happy, God, that you alone are our God. And so we bless you this day, and we thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for this time that we've set apart for your glory. We thank you for being such an awesome God. Now go with us all the day long. lead us and guide us and direct us and grant us favor, order our footsteps. We say yes to you even now. Come what may, whatever comes our way. God, we are going to be and stick with you. So let your praises be on our lips all the day long. And let us be like David, and I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. May the Lord bless you all. God bless you, Lord. We love you, Lord, today. And we magnify your name on this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.